Chapter 32. And it came about in the 12th year, in the 12th month, on the first of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation over Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say to him, You compared yourself to a young lion of the nations. Yet you are like the monster in the seas, and you burst forth in your rivers and muddied the waters with your feet and fouled their rivers. Thus says the Lord God, Now I will spread my net over you, with a company of many peoples, and they shall lift you up in my net, and I will leave you on the land, I will cast you on the open field, and I will cause all the birds of the heavens to dwell on you, and I will satisfy the beast of the whole earth with you, and I will lay your flesh on the mountains, and fill the valleys with your refuse. I will also make the land drink the discharge of your blood, as far as the mountains and the ravines shall be full of you. And when I extinguish you, I will cover the heavens and darken their stars. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give its light. All the shining lights in the heavens I will darken over you, and will set darkness on your land, declares the Lord God. I will also trouble the hearts of many peoples when I bring your destruction among the nations, into lands which you have not known. And I will make many peoples appalled at you, and their kings shall be horribly afraid of you when I brandish my sword before them. And they shall tremble every moment, every man for his own life, on the day of your fall. For thus says the Lord God, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon you. By the swords of the mighty ones I will cause your multitude to fall. All of them are tyrants of the nations, and they shall devastate the pride of Egypt, and all its multitude shall be destroyed. I will also destroy all its cattle from beside many waters, and the foot of man shall not muddy them any more, and the hoofs of beast shall not muddy them. Then I will make their waters settle, and will cause their rivers to run like oil, declares the Lord God. When I make the land of Egypt a desolation, and the land is destitute of that which filled it, when I smite all those who live in it, then they shall know that I am the Lord. This is a lamentation, and they shall chant it. The daughters of the nations shall chant it. Over Egypt and over all her multitude they shall chant it, declares the Lord God. And it came about in the 12th year, on the 15th of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and bring it down, her and the daughters of the powerful nations, to the nether world, with those who go down to the pit. Whom do you surpass in beauty? Go down and make your bed with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of those who are slain by the sword. She is given over to the sword. They have drawn her and all her multitudes away. The strong among the mighty ones shall speak of him and his helpers from the midst of Sheol. They have gone down, they lie still, the uncircumcised slain by the sword. Assyria is there, and all her company. Her graves are round about her. All of them are slain, fallen by the sword, whose graves are set in the remotest parts of the pit, and her company is round about her grave. All of them are slain, fallen by the sword, who spread terror in the land of the living. Elam is there, and all her multitude around her grave. All of them slain, fallen by the sword, who went down uncircumcised to the lower parts of the earth, who instilled their terror in the land of the living, and bore their disgrace with those who went down to the pit. They have made a bed for her among the slain with all her multitude. Her graves are around it. They are all uncircumcised, slain by the sword, although their terror was instilled in the land of the living. And they bore their disgrace with those who go down to the pit. They were put in the midst of the slain. Meshach, Tubal, and all their multitude are there. Their graves surround them. All of them were slain by the sword uncircumcised, though they instill their terror in the land of the living. Nor do they lie beside the fallen heroes of the uncircumcised who went down to Sheol with their weapons of war and whose swords were laid under their heads. But the punishment for their iniquity rested on their bones, though the terror of these heroes was once in the land of the living. But in the midst of the uncircumcised, you will be broken and lie with those slain by the sword. There also is Edom, its kings and all its princes, who for all their might are laid with those slain by the sword. They will lie with the uncircumcised, and with those who go down to the pit. There also are the chiefs of the north, all of them, and all the Sidonians, who in spite of the terror resulting from their might, in shame went down with the slain. So they lay down uncircumcised with those slain by the sword, and bore their disgrace with those who go down to the pit. These Pharaoh will see, and he will be comforted for all his multitude slain by the sword, even Pharaoh and all his army, declares the Lord God. Though I instilled a terror of him in the land of the living, yet he will be made to lie down among the uncircumcised along with those slain by the sword, even Pharaoh and all his multitude, declares the Lord God.